excellent job done by putting together the material, usually showing a beautiful scene of God's creation or a beautiful person in connection with alcoholic beverage, and leaving the impression, oh, this is what it will give you. The snake is saying, I can't harm you. I won't harm you. I'll give you the things that you need and the things that you want. And then when a person becomes addicted to it, or maybe just on a specific occasion has too much of it and gets in an automobile and literally takes the life of someone else, or maybe his own and others, because of the influence of that alcohol, may say, like the peasant did, I don't understand. You said everything was good. You said that you would do all this for me. And if alcohol could speak, I suspect that it might, with a grin, say, you knew I was a snake when you took me in. Folks, how many people today, even of our younger people, do not know the problems associated with marijuana and cocaine and crack and the meth labs and things of that nature? Do we have to stop and tell us that there's a problem associated with that? Anybody with a reasonable degree of intelligence that would use a reasonable degree of common sense, if they'd never even opened the Bible, would know that this is a snake, that it is deadly poison. Both of the Psalms that were read a few minutes ago said, wickedness is deadly poison. Poison is under the lips of the adder. And he's talking about wickedness. I think we know that. I don't believe there is a person in this audience tonight who is old enough to be accountable to God, but who that knows that drugs used in that way, alcohol and others, are snakes. And yet they're saying to us every day, I won't hurt you. Look at me. I can't harm you. Look at all I can do for you. And then when the end result comes, and we say, why did you bite? Look what I did. I took your advice. You knew I was a snake when you took me in. I mentioned a moment ago that being involved with a harlot is mentioned here in connection with this passage just two verses later. It's interesting, over in the book of Revelation, after he talks about the devil deceiving in chapter 20, that he comes down to chapter 21, verse 8, and with other things like the fearful and unbelieving, the abominable and murderers, he mentions the whoremongers and the sorcerers and the idolaters and liars shall have their part in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone. And yet we are living at a time today when our younger generation is being taught, sometimes by word of mouth and sometimes by the example of the older generation, that it's all right for you to be sexually involved with anybody that you want to be, as long as it's consenting adults. And that's even being infringed on to some extent when you think about all that's happening with children today. And those who think it's all right to just do anything you want to, anytime you want to. And look at what our nation is saying about lies. With polls being taken that indicate that the majority of the people in America think everybody lies, it's okay to do it. Folks, it is a snake that is saying to us it's all right to lie. It is a snake that's saying to you young folks, it's all right for you to give your body to someone to whom you're not married. It's all right to be involved intimately, even though it's not your wife or your husband. And all the promises that are made will wind up in one way or another like the snake and say, you knew I was a snake when you took me in. The disease that may follow, the unwanted pregnancy that may follow, and if nothing else, the knowledge of others, at least some others, and the knowledge that you have when you come to that marriage altar that you are not in purity and ready to live a pure life as in a relationship as a husband or a wife. Believe you me, it is impossible not to suffer in some way. And I do here again believe that you and I have been taught enough to know that a snake is a snake. I don't believe there is a young person in this audience tonight, in high school or junior high and even below that, who doesn't know, not think, but know that it is wrong to lie. And that it is wrong to be involved sexually with someone to whom you're not married. I think we know that. The snake looked back as he slithered away and said, "You knew I was a snake when you took me in." In Romans, the first chapter, we have one of the best descriptions of how God looks at homosexuality. Along about verse 26, "For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. Likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, receiving in themselves the recompense of error which was meet. Even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge." Look at verses 29 through 31. He makes a list of several types of unrighteousness, including some of the things we've just mentioned. But I want you to look at verse 32. And keep in mind what's been discussed in verse 26 and 27. He said, "Who, knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them." They knew it was a snake when they took it in. And with all that's being said today in this area, I believe when you get right down to it, anybody who respects the Bible knows what the Bible says and knows what the Bible condemns and what is an abomination in the sight of God. "Oh, but I'm half frozen. I can't hurt you." How many of the immoral activities that are involved today and the false teachings that are involved today are presenting that idea? "Oh, look at me. I can't hurt you. I will help you. I will do good for you. It'll be okay." And when the snake thawed out, he bit him because he was a poisonous snake. He did not bite or later bite because of his condition of being frozen or half frozen. He bit because he was a snake. And the peasant knew that he was a deadly snake when he took him into his bosom. Now go back and remember the two things that I said, remember at the first. God will forgive. And if you have allowed yourself to take a snake into your tunic, into your bosom, in the area of drugs, sexual immorality, lying, or whatever it is, or following after some false teaching, whatever it is, God will forgive. And not only that, since there are scars left sometimes, and some of us may have scars that will be with us a lifetime, God will help us to overcome the feeling of guilt. And if we will work at it to accept forgiveness ourselves and to forgive ourselves and to go on and be the kind of people that we ought to be. I don't think we ought to ever give up just because we've taken the snake in and think that that is spiritual death. In this case, there is a medicine that will take care of it. The blood of Jesus Christ. God will forgive. And God will help us to bear the consequences. Thank God for that. But folks, it's high time that we begin calling a snake and realize that when we take a poisonous snake into our bosom, the likelihood is that we will be bitten and suffer the consequences. I am so thankful that even today we have medicine that could help us if I were bitten by a poisonous snake. I know some of you can attest to that better than I can. But let me tell you something. Even though I know there's medicine there, I do not wish to be bitten by a rattlesnake. And I believe it is much better for me to avoid being bitten by a snake. And to me, there are only two kinds, a bad one and a dead one. Being bitten by a snake, that it's much better for me to avoid it than to be bitten and even receive the medicine. I am so thankful that God is willing to forgive. I am so thankful that the blood of Jesus Christ can take care of my sins and yours. And I have my problems and my sins just like you do. But I really believe that we would be much better off, especially in some of the areas that we've talked about tonight, to realize that a snake is a snake and never take him in. He'll turn again on you and rend you, even like the hogs of Matthew 6. Oh, how could you bite me? I befriended you. I did some good things for you. And the snake with a grin said, you knew I was a snake when you took me in. Let us determine to avoid being bitten by as many snakes of sin as possible. And when we are, let us rush to Jesus Christ to find the medicine that can overcome it and the forgiveness that we need. If you're not in Christ, you do not have the connection to that blood that can forgive your sins. That's why we encourage people to become Christians, to be baptized into Christ, receive the remission of all past sins, but then have the contact with the blood of Christ in life as it goes on. If you are in Christ and you need to ask for forgiveness, perhaps in a private way, do that and accept that forgiveness that God will forgive. But if it has anything to do in a public way, I encourage you to take care of that as together we stand and sing.